In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Samuel chapter 16. In your church bulletin today, I have a little paragraph on the back of it related to F.B. Meyer and a comment that he made in regard to Shimei. And I was reading in this passage a few days ago and looking at David's response to Shimei and how different it was from what Mr. O'Pager mentioned this morning, his response to Nabal. David was all ready to take Nabal down and be done with him, and he listened to Abigail's counsel and did not act foolishly. And here we see some terrible things have happened to David. He's been run out of the city of Jerusalem. His son is trying to take over the throne. As he's journeying outside the city, here's this man on the other side of the ravine throwing rocks at him and calling him all kinds of names. Now, you talk about a real self-esteem boost right there. That's what you really like to have, are those kind of friends that are out there supporting you at the most dire moment of your life. And so in verse 5 it says, "And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came, and he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left." In other words, they came around and shielded David from all these rocks that were flying and so forth. And one of the men in the group, I'll just kind of shorten it up, Abishai, he came over to David and said, "It just take me a minute, David. It just take me a minute. I'll go over there, kill him, and we'll get on our way. We don't have to worry about this guy." And David said what? "No, don't kill him." Now, what a lesson. What a lesson has been learned by David to allow the Lord to be his defender, to let the Lord take care of this matter of vengeance. Most of us would have been over there with a baseball bat taking care of business. That's how the world deals with problems. That's how children are dealing with problems today. That's how we deal with things. We beat people up. We get all over them. We scream and holler and yell and carry on in such a way because someone was disloyal to me. Wait a minute. Here was the king. And he said, "You just wait. The Lord will take care of him." Not every problem has to be dealt with immediately and with dire death consequences. David left this for his son. He said, "Son," before he died, he said, "I want to remind you of a guy I had problems with. His name was Shimei. You watch out for him. You watch out for him. He's a problem. You watch out for him, and the Lord will give you wisdom about how to deal with him when the time comes." And you know what? The time came, and the Lord dealt with Shimei in the way that brought glory unto whom? God. It didn't bring any glory to David. Boy, that would have been a quick done. He's out of the way. Praise the Lord. We don't have that man walking along cursing us anymore. We don't have that guy throwing rocks at us anymore. Listen, you and I need to learn a very important lesson. We've got to learn to take the rocks and the stones that come at us from the devil's crowd, from the world's crowd, and we've got to leave the vengeance in his hands. Because he'll have a way that will bring about an end to the problem that will redound to his glory. But if we start getting in the mix of it, you know who it redounds to? Us. And then we've got to live with all the consequences. Because if Shimei had been killed, it would have immediately backed up what he was saying, and that was that David had taken away the throne from Saul and his family. And if he'd have killed Shimei, everybody said, "Well, look what he did. He's trying to hush him up. He's trying to hush him up." But David said no. He had learned something. Praise God. May we learn. We've got to learn not to be so worried about what people say and how many rocks that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Here's an incident right here. They all gathered around David. All those men. Abishai probably took a rock in the head, and that's why he said, "It'll just take me a minute. I'll run over there and take care of that." You know, you tote some rocks after a while, and it gets kind of, you want to go over there and just take care of business. Well, wait a minute. Whose glory are you concerned with? Yours or his? Whose glory are you concerned about? Yours or his? If you're concerned about his, you'll take the lumps and the cursings and the disloyalties and all that kind of stuff. Because why? It's for the Lord Jesus Christ and His glory. I'm reminded of Hebrews that tells us that we are to go outside the camp bearing His reproach. His reproach. We go outside. We're willing to do that for Him. God help us as we worship Him this morning to have our hearts. Some people say, well, I'll worship the Lord as long as it doesn't cost me anything. Well, you need to just go ahead and get up and leave. Don't bother to take up His time by showing up in His house if you won't take a rock for Him. You won't take a curse for Him. What are you doing here this morning if you won't take that for Him? You just want the blessings? Well, I want to tell you something. God wants those that will be willing to take a rock and a stone and a curse and a swear for Him, and He'll take care of the rest. Do I hear an amen? Amen.